Who's the law?
Hey, this is Vincent.
Yes.
Hey, Vincent, how are you? This is Zach.
I'm pretty good. Just busy, Zach.
What'd you say?
I'm just busy.
What are you busy doing?
Man, paperwork. I'm up to my... Oh, I can't see that. Doing paperwork.
I gotcha. We're all doing paperwork over here.
We're not all doing paperwork. I'm doing paperwork.
Well, I'm doing paperwork, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I guess we got something in common.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Anyways, I don't want to waste your time. And hopefully you don't want to waste mine.
I don't have time.
Well, that's good. So we're in understanding. One of my partners spoke to you yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about your property on Marshall Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's fired.
He what?
Yeah, the guy that you talked to.
Uh-huh.
I guess apparently he said that you didn't really like him. I don't really like him either, so he's gone.
He did what?
You had said that you didn't really like him.
I didn't say that. When I said that,
well,
I don't even know him.
You didn't directly say it. You didn't have to say it. I didn't really like
I
him.
I don't even know him.
Yeah, well, regardless, he's gone. And I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, God.
I am interested in buying the property. I know the area. I've seen the house.
You got the money.
Yeah, I got the money. The money's not the issue.
Oh, okay. Because these people call me, they don't have no money. They want to make arrangements. I never heard of somebody call and want to make arrangements.
Yeah, well, I know the area very well. I've done a lot of work over there off of Cary and Lead Street. And I don't know if you know where Hanson Avenue is, but I've done a lot of work over there. Yeah, I've seen this house. I know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so realistically, it's just between you and I on how things can or cannot go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy it. I don't have to buy it. I buy about 30 houses a month.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not saying that just to, you know, measure tape or anything. It's just to let you know that I am in the profession.
Mm-hmm.
What, as far as your timeline, I know you own it. You don't have a mortgage on it. There's a tenant in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apparently you're going to relocate somewhere closer to family. That's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, in my opinion, but it is nice.
Yeah.
What, let me ask you this. What are your tenants paying you per month?
Oh, I'd rather not disclose it.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest here and I'm trying to buy it, and if I'm going to take it with tenants, that is something that I would need to be disclosed.
No, they're going to they're gonna have to get out.
Are you going to take them out? Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm an investor, so they don't. I mean, you know, unless you just want to kick them out, that's completely up to you. But I'll buy it with them in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't. That's the reason I ask what it is, because whether or not I would want to keep them in there would, you know, be completely contingent upon what you're charging them. Like, sounds like you're not ready to sell it either.
Yeah, I am.
All right. You are?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what does it look like?
What do you mean?
What does something like that look like to you when you're ready to sell it? You said you're ready to sell it. What, I mean, you won't disclose the rent, which has nothing to do with the sale of the price.
All right, man, the rent is $950. I'm very busy. I don't have time for this morning.
Rent's $950. All right. So we got the rent. Now, how much do you want for the house?
$100,000. I told you that already.
You didn't tell me that. This is the first time we spoke.
I told somebody.
Well,
your partner.
Well, he's not my point of fire.
I hate to be redundant.
Well, you're not being redundant to me.
Oh, God.
But you want $100,000. The house ain't, you know, in the present value and the condition, it's I don't see $100,000.
Well, don't worry about it, sir. Just move.
I mean, we're close. We're not far off.
Because that's what I'm not taking any less.
Well, if I'm paying for closing costs, no, you know, commissions and everything included, I mean, come on now. You want me to juggle and, you know, do the splits at the same time?
Well, I've been juggling all my life.
Yeah, but I bet you can't do the splits.
I don't know.
You juggle and do the splits right now, I'll pay you $100,000 for that house. I want to buy it, but if I'm paying all closing costs as is condition, taking it with the tenant, I mean, you know, we're close, but we're not at $100,000.
Okay.
I mean, less than that.
What's your offer?
The way it sits and with the updates that needs to be done to it, and like I said, I have houses in that area. I mean, I'm going to be at 70.
Oh, my God. Sir, I got to go. Have a good day.